Amen, House of Judah. We are going right into this word this morning, and I'm really excited about it. And I'm going straight with the John 19:35 verse. And if you'd like to read along with me, I'm in the Gospel of John, chapter 19, and I'm going with verse 35. Hear ye the word of the Lord. And he who has seen has testified, and his testimony is true. And he knows that he is telling the truth, so that you may believe. Somebody say, so that you may believe. And our thought for today continues with our spring series, Our Orders. And today we are continuing with eyewitnesses. Somebody say, branded for the cross. Branded by the cross. Unlikely witnesses. Y'all, I am still here on this unlikely witness journey as we talk about what it is for us to witness for Christ. Amen. And I'm piggybacking off of Brother Alpheus when the first week he told us about going public. And in my Brother Alpheus voice, go public. Somebody say, go public. Go public. We are going public. And how are we going public? And he told us about counting the cost and gave us all kind of wonderful different examples about what it looks like and what it means for us to go public. One moment, please. Excuse me. That was a sneeze. I had to hold it inside because I don't want to bust nobody's eardrums. But going public also includes what is called a marketing strategy. And today I'm doing marketing or branding light, okay? So what is branding and what does it mean to brand? A brand is, I'm trying to see whether or not I'm going to have to sneeze again or not, y'all. Excuse me. You don't know what it, look. This sneeze doesn't know whether it's, it, look, it has a, what you call the mind, it's double-minded. I can't tell whether I'm ready to sneeze or not. I have a double-minded sneeze in me. Brand or branding is an identifying mark that is burned onto livestock. Back in the day, it was used for criminals or slaves, and it was placed on animals and people with a branding iron. And I think a modern day example of a branding iron could be considered with tattoos. I hadn't thought about it, but I'm like, you know, a tattoo could be considered a brand. So along with branding, branding is the process of creating a distinct identity for a business in the minds of that target audience and the general population. So that's how people get to know your product. Somebody say branding. Branding also speaks to a certain way. It means that we speak a certain way, we dress a certain way, we behave in a certain way. We do things, that brand may do things for us, and it exists on a set of beliefs. So when we think of branding, what are some of the brands that come to mind for you? Do any of these brands look familiar to y'all? Excuse me, y'all. Do any of these brands look familiar? I know I've seen some of them. I could use a Coca-Cola right about now. One of Brandon's favorite places to eat is McDonald's, and we have all of these different brands that we can choose from. That's how we know. Next, I thought it would be neat to look at some different brands of crosses. Do any of these crosses look familiar to you all? Yes. They do. And when I started looking at crosses and the different forms of crosses, I was amazed. This is just like the tip of the iceberg of the different types and different forms of crosses that we have. That top left-hand corner with the little T's in the corner, the four T's, that's called the Coptic cross. I'm familiar with the cross crosslet, which is to the right of it. And I'm familiar with the Botany cross. Are y'all familiar with, can y'all see any of those that you're familiar with? The Gothica cross, that bottom one down there on the far right. And the crucifix. So I thought I would get a little bit more familiar with brands or crosses. Do any of these emblems and images of the cross ring a bell for you? Now that bottom one, that United Methodist Church, that used to be really personal, still is personal to me because I was raised a United Methodist. And I'm familiar with the Presbyterian and the Southern Baptist. So many different types of brands, if you will. I never thought about the crosses as brands. But when we look at our scripture this morning and we are considering what unlikely witnesses look like, I found the most, I looked and looked until I could find the most striking image of what Christ might look like for some of us. Or what if Christ looks like? Because whenever we think about some of the images and the brand of the cross that we have traditionally seen, our Jesus doesn't look very much like this, does he? He does not. But John 19:35 says, "And he who has seen has testified, and his testimony is true, and he knows that he is telling the truth, that you may believe." Now, this scripture is referring to John, the writer of the gospel, and he's telling the story of all of the events that happened up to the crucifixion of Christ and later the resurrection. And so I think it's really significant that he said, "He who has seen has testified." At first I was like, well, who is he? And then the Holy Spirit had to remind me, it's John, the writer of the gospel. But somebody say, who is he? Who is this unlikely witness? Who is he? Is his testimony true? He knows that he's telling the truth, but do you believe that he is telling the truth? Somebody say, what do you believe? When we think about eyewitness accounts, and we think of, because we've been talking for the past few weeks about the resurrection story, the angel story, the women's story, even the unlikely witnesses of the Roman soldiers telling the story, not to mention the other story that the church officials told them to tell. So truly, this John 19:35 scripture does have significance, because at the end of the day, repeat after me, whose story will we believe? Mm-hmm. So if we're going to go by eyewitness accounts, let's bring it on home. What have you seen? When you think back over, as the song says, when I look back over my life and I think things over, I can truly say I've been blessed. I have a testimony. What have you seen? Where have you seen Christ active and alive in your life? We have a lot of young people here. But guess what, young folk? Get started. Because if you just take a moment, and if you just pause, I bet you you'll find a place where you can see where Christ is active and alive and has been active. And by the grace of God, we can decree he will continue to be active in our lives. Amen. But not only that, what has been resurrected in your life? We all have a resurrection story, don't we? Where it was a tomb up against the door of something, and that angel came and rolled it away. For me, it was asthma. I used to could not go a year without having a chronic asthma attack. And I haven't had an asthma attack in years. And so I am so grateful that I can say Christ has resurrected healing in my life. What has he done for you, y'all? But not only that, another resurrection story. My young man right here, Mr. Webb. I told this brief story once before about when Brandon was born and when the doctors gave that horrible, scary report that absolutely paralyzed, blind, confused, and deafened me. Because at 2 months old, he was diagnosed with this rare condition called Sturge-Weber syndrome. One of the things those doctors know how the doctors tell you everything, don't they? And one of the things those doctors told me was that this blessing from God of mine, praise God, they said he wouldn't live to be 7 years old. Resurrection, y'all. Truth is, this young man will be 42 in December. So my question, when you start thinking about resurrection stories, resurrection events, my question to you is truly, have you seen? And if you have, where have you seen Christ active and alive? And he hasn't had a seizure since he was like 4. So, I mean, the diagnosis was like really bleak. A sister was in a tight knot. But you know what? Even in that place, what do I believe? I'm here to testify and say that God will unfurl you when you are in the tightest of places. You know why, y'all? Because we are branded by the cross. Amen. Somebody say, I'm branded by the cross. I'm branded by the cross. And the Message version tells us why in John 3:16. Just listen to how beautifully this is written. This is how much God loved the world. In this case, us. He gave his son, his only one, his one and only son. And this is why, so that no one need to be destroyed by believing in him. Anyone can have a whole and lasting life. Somebody say a whole and lasting life. God didn't go to all of the trouble of sending his son merely to point an accusing finger. Somebody say accusing finger. You know we're not supposed to point at people. But just point right here and say an accusing finger. God didn't do that. God didn't point an accusing finger telling the world how bad it is. He came to help to put the world right again. And anyone who trusts in him is acquitted. Somebody say, set free. Repeat, free indeed. So anyone who refuses to trust him has long since been under the death sentence without even knowing it. And why? Because of that person's failure, I'm going to say refusal, to believe in the one-of-a-kind Son of God, when introduced to him. Somebody say branded by the cross. I have to say the King James Version, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believed in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Somebody say everlasting life. Y'all know why we are branded by the cross? Because God demonstrated his own love. Somebody say his own love. Not the world's love, not social media's love, not whatever kind of love, not some kind of love, but his own love. That while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Is that not powerful? Somebody say, I'm branded by the cross. Mm-hmm. And how do you know, or how can we exemplify that we are branded by the cross? Jesus says this from the Message Version. Let me give you a new command. Let me give you a new path. Let me give you a new road. Let me give you a new way of being. I command you, love one another in the same way I love you. You love one another. This is how everyone will recognize that you are not down for whatever. Not just cool and you just know how to treat people. No, he says, they will recognize you as my disciples. Somebody say his disciples. When they see the love we have for each other. Y'all, I know that seems unique and interesting for the Resurrection Sunday and the Resurrection Message, but I have another question to ask, and my slide got deleted, but I have to go back. I'm being led by the Holy Spirit. What brand are you following? What, in other words, has branded you? Somebody say tradition. I specifically and on purposely dressed in jeans and athletic wear this morning to break tradition. Y'all know I used to think that it's Easter morning, you had to have the pretty dress. You had to have the nice hat and the hair. How they say it? Fried, dyed, and laid to the side. Everything had to mix and match, mix and match. But those T's, are you branded by, bound by tradition? What is your tradition? What is your tradition that's blocking that ability for the brand of the cross to come forth? What else are we branded by? Somebody say trauma. Has trauma branded and left a scar on us so deep and penetrable, it seems like the cross can't even get to us? Somebody say trauma. Somebody say tragedy. Tragedy! This was tragic. I was 3 years old, y'all. I'm my own sock puppet today. I don't know if you can see it here or not, but there is a large scar, i.e. brand, on my arm. And I was told, I do not remember, thank God, that I was burned when I was 3 years old. Some of us have tragedies, and visible as well as invisible scars that have branded us. And those brands have blocked the truth of how much God loves us. Amen. Somebody say, what's branded me? What has branded me? Because this is something we want to be aware of, and that is What is our brand? What are we bearing witness to this morning? Somebody say, what are you bearing witness to this morning? We know the resurrection story about the women going to tell the men, but how can we update that branding, that story, to make it more real and personal for our life this resurrection season? Somebody say, this resurrection season. What brand will we carry before us? And what brand are we following? What witness are we giving? There is a song that says, I will sing of the goodness of God. We just finished singing about the goodness of God and how God has taken care of us. While the brother was singing this old song by Willie Banks and the Messengers came into my head. Lord, I know you've been so good. You watched over me all night long. Lord, I know you've been so good. Those words also says, Lord, I've been wrong in my life. And sometimes I've even sinned. And of all the troubles I've had in my life without you, Lord, somebody say without you, Lord, I don't know what I would do. Somebody say brand. Whether we are dealing with tradition, whether we are dealing with tragedy, whether we are dealing with trauma, somebody says, there is the truth. That truth is, y'all, and I have to say it again, Romans 12:11, repeat after me, and we overcame by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. And we did not live our lives to the death. What that means, y'all, I love the last part now. They did not live their lives to the death. That means we have allowed those traumas, those tragedies, the way mom and them did it, the way grandmama and them did it, the way the neighborhood's done it, the way social media does it, the way the club has done it, whatever way, we did not love those things in our lives to the death. Because we have seen, somebody say, I've seen the resurrection of the Lord. I've seen the goodness of God. And that's why we have the proclamation. Y'all, until the Holy Spirit tells me to stop, we're going to keep repeating this until we get it down off in our know it. And this is our brand. Somebody say, this is our brand. I'm not sinless. I sin less. Thanks be to God through Christ Jesus. Somebody say, in the power of the cross. It's only through the power of the cross, y'all, where he hung and bled and died, bore our transgressions, bore our iniquities, where the word says he bore our sins and the sins of the world. And that's our brand, y'all. That is our brand. And what else? We are spiritual beings who are one with Christ. But guess what, y'all? Got a new line. Somebody say, branded by the cross. Branded by the cross. For the Holy Spirit, say, I'm branded by the cross. And it is of the eyewitness of his love. Have y'all seen, look, have y'all seen God's love lately? If you haven't, look in the mirror. Just take a moment and look in the mirror. just take a moment and pull a Revelation 12 and just look back over your life and see where the blood has touched this spot, that spot, the other. He's opened doors. He's closed them. He's healed us physically, emotionally, mentally. The cross, somebody say, the cross has branded me. Amen. And if you know the cross has branded you this morning, stand on your feet. Let's give a hand clap of praise to our Father. I know this wasn't your traditional Easter message, but y'all, somebody say, away with tradition. Somebody say, it's time for an update. I know my phone is always updating something, changing stuff, and then I have to figure out how to use it again. And I believe that's what God is doing in the world today. God is giving us constant updates on how the cross can be branded in our life and how we can carry the brand of the cross in our life. What does it look like? Jesus said it. Just love one another. Doesn't that sound simple? Love people. Yeah. Do you know how easy it is to just not like somebody? Ooh, her hair, Jesus. What she do? I use little bitty rollers and I won't do it again. What did she do? Why does she act like that? Where does she come up with these things? Somebody say, branded by the cross. And we have to allow the cross to brand us. However, the cross, our Father sees fit in placing his mark on us. Somebody say, if we're gonna go public, let's make sure. Repeat after me. Let's make sure we are branded by the cross. Amen. Let us pray. Loving and gracious God who loves us, thank you for showing us what the marks of your love look like. We thank you for the cross, for the thorns, for the sword in the side. We thank you for the resurrection story, which is hope, life, and freedom for us. We thank you that you have chose us to be your witnesses. We thank you that we can persevere in prayer, and we can pray that prayer of Jabez. Lord, just bless us indeed. Enlarge our territory, the territory our hearts of our hearts and mind, and that which we do for you in ministry and in life. Increase our faith, increase our courage, increase our ability to stand bold for you, carrying that brand. Increase our faith to believe that this is our time and our season, Judah. But most of all, your brand also includes your peace. And for this, we say thank you. Lord, we thank you that we can say that branded by you means that we are blessed, we are redeemed, we are restored, we are anointed, we are noble, we are delivered, we are divine, and we are destined to be your disciples by your love. And for this, we say thank you. And Lord, whether folks are listening or looking or considering, we ask you to show your brand clearly in their lives. Help us to remember that cross is still relevant today. And your resurrection power is still working today. And for this, we are so grateful. And so We ask that you forgive us for our sins. Forgive us for our fears. Forgive us for our indecision. Forgive us for our unfaithfulness. Just forgive us for all of those things we didn't even know to do or know how to do. But because of the brand of the cross, you bring us into love. And so help us to go boldly, being branded by your truth, which is the gospel of love. For it is in your namesake we pray, hope, and believe. And we say, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Please receive this benediction. Now unto him who is able to do exceeding abundantly, above all that we can ask or think, according to the power, the brand that works in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Somebody shout amen. God bless you, and go forth with your brand.